Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Graviter Brain. This week, we're doing something a little bit different. We actually have someone that's not part of Graviter giving us a little bit of an interview and talking to us about some content strategy he has. His name is Matt Johnson. He's the CEO of Taskable. Hi, Matt.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Awesome.
It's Friday afternoon. It's nice and warm. So yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
That's awesome. So what we want to talk about specifically today is your content strategy, because you kind of figured out more or less of a hack of how to do it. Before we go into how you figured everything out, I would like to start with, like, what was the problem that you had about your content creation process?
My content creation process used to be that I would sort of sit in a room one day and think, oh, you know, we should really post a blog post this week. And I would sit there and try to force something out of my head onto paper. And you know, some posts were okay, some posts were pretty bad, but it was a really painful process. And at the end, I would put something out in the world. I wouldn't necessarily feel great about it because, you know, again, I wasn't sure if anyone cared about the content. I wasn't sort of proud of what I did necessarily. And so, yeah, I was just not putting out very good content because I was just sort of doing it in this vacuum. I was doing it as a forced habit. Or as a forced task rather than something I wanted to do. And as someone, I actually enjoy writing quite a bit, but I didn't enjoy writing blog posts. And, you know, I just never saw the results that you'd want to see. I never was seeing, you know, lots of people saying, hey, this is great content, thanks for sharing, and then retweeting it or posting it or sharing it on their LinkedIn and things like that. Or, you know, giving me, you know, a compliment in an email and saying, hey, like, really appreciate that blog post. So yeah, so my content creation process was painful. I wasn't producing good results, and you know, I didn't feel good about it.
And so it felt more like homework, right? To kind of like, oh, I have to do a blog because that's what my marketing strategy is calling for, pretty much.
Exactly. It's sort of like when you're in school and you have to do a book report. You might have liked and you enjoyed reading the book, but you didn't necessarily want to have to sit down and try to synthesize all those thoughts on the paper. It felt really like a school assignment where I just didn't enjoy doing it.
That makes sense. And so how did you figure out how to get that out of that bad situation, I would say?
Yeah, so it sort of happened by accident. We started up Taskable a little bit over a year ago. And like a lot of founders, I started spending a lot of time in places like Indie Hackers and Product Hunt and various sort of online forums and communities where I was mainly there just to get advice and ask questions. Try to, you know, understand, you know, build a business and try to really learn. And while I was there, I just sort of, you know, I'd find some other people asking questions that I had some expertise in, and I would start to just respond in a comment and say, hey, you know, I've had dealt with the same situation before. Here's how I handled it. Here's what worked well. Here's what didn't work well. And I just started to find, you know, every once in a while I'd post a comment and that would really resonate. Like, I think the specific example I always come back to is, you know, launched on Product Hunt with my previous startup. And we did a lot of research on how to do that the right way. And I constantly would come across people in forums and they just say, you know, what's your best tip for launching on Product Hunt? You know, what's the best way to do this? I kept copy and pasting the same answer over and over again. And I was like, I should turn this into a blog post. Yeah, I'm sort of, you know, this is good stuff. It really seems to help people. And so I turned that into, you know, a quick blog post. Here's my top tips for launching on Product Hunt. And then, you know, people started sharing it. I would see it out in the wild. I'd be in an Indie Hackers post and someone would be like, oh yeah, check out this post. It's really good. And that's when I sort of realized, like, you know, that was really easy to write because I'd already written it in my head, or I wrote it as a comment. It's just a really quick comment that I posted. And then, you know, I could sort of scale that up into a piece of you know, blog post, and that just, it just flowed really easily. And I started to see good results, and it was something I was actually really proud of and really wanted to share.
I would say, based on what you're saying, it looks like a lot of it is also writing about what you like to write about. Would you say it's part of it too? It's not just like forcing you to write on at a specific frequency, but also making sure that you write about things you're interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, that's the nice thing about, for, you know, what I tend to write about is about startups, is about activity. It's about things that I'm actually really interested in. And I'm doing, you know, I'm constantly reading articles about productivity or, you know, things around startups. So it's things that I'm already sort of consuming a lot of that information. It's something I'm really interested in. I will learn more. And also, you know, you treat those, it's not just sort of pushing your information out of the world, but it's also, you know, being able to have a subject that you know a little bit about that you want to go deeper on, and then start to do a little bit of research and start to really, you know, put the information that you already have in head together with some what other people have written about before. So yeah, so it's just a really exciting process for me. It's something I really care about. I use it as an opportunity to expand my knowledge a bit. And then, you know, when you share something and people like it and they're interested in it, it's, you know, it's just like building a product, really. You put out a cool product that people like, and it solves a problem for them. If you put out a piece of content that solves a problem for people, there's a lot of satisfaction that you get from that. So yeah, I really enjoy the process, you know, writing about things you like, and you know, that just makes it super easy. Rather, you know, if I was going to try to write a blog post about, you know, how to do, you know, wedding planning or something, I feel like that would be very, very hard for me to do for a lot of reasons. If I'm not interested in the subject, it's just hard to get going and really dive into it.
And so you did that with that product hunt post, but how did you scale that process? Because I'm assuming then you realize, okay, I need to apply this to other type of blogs and content. So how did you do?
Yeah, so I thought I coined this phrase, but I certainly didn't. But I like to think, you know, of this process that is sort of minimum viable content. It's like, I didn't make that up. I researched it after the fact and found that this is quite a common way of going about it. But yeah, I like to think of, you know, anything that content I create, start with what's the easiest thing to do to see if this is an interesting piece of content for people. So it starts with a post in a forum. Someone says, you know, how do I launch a product hunt? And I comment, here's how I did. And if I get upvotes, if people say this is really interesting, thanks, or, you know, I'm going to share this with people, or you should turn this into a blog post. And I think, okay, this has obviously resonated with people. Similar to how you build a product, you wouldn't start with a fully formed, you know, product. You start with the MVP. So yeah, just start with the simplest thing you could do that takes you the least amount of time, you know, put that out in the world, see if it resonates. And then, you know, when you get that positive feedback, then you think, okay, what's the next thing we can do with this? So for example, that product hunt post turned into actually a Notion document. So we've created this whole checklist, easy to follow. You could then copy and paste that into your own Notion, your own Notion. And then, you know, we put a bunch of content around that, a bunch of resources. It was something that we can continue expanding on. And so, yeah, we started the comment, went to a blog post, went to a Notion, and then one day we realized, you know, actually we're building a product that has, you know, checklists in it, has task management features, that it should actually be a part of the product. It should be something that we can turn into a feature. And that's what we did. So, you know, we went from having it be a Notion template to we created this whole feature around that product and checklist and several others that we did. And after that, that users could then import right into their Taskful account. So yeah, that feature really started as a comment, as responding to the same comment over and over again. And then we slowly scaled that up. You know, we've done other things in the past. So for example, right now we're working on a series of productivity tips that also relate to the product. So it's tips specifically for, you know, anyone could use them, but we also give you that sort of guide on, okay, if you're, you know, planning your day every morning and that helps you stay focused, and here's how you can do it in Taskful and things like that. So really trying to sort of, you know, bring the content back to the product you're working on as well. And we found a lot of success with that. So yeah, it starts with something small, but then it could be a main feature of your product or, you know, integrated into your product somehow as well.
So does it mean that you like spend a lot of times on forums looking for questions of like what people are talking about, or how does it work?
You know, I used to spend a lot of time in forums because trying to learn, and then it turned into this nice little, you know, virtuous circle of, you know, learning a lot, being able to share my knowledge, then finding good content, and then coming back and sharing that content back in that community. I spend less time now than I used to, but I still tend to find, you know, I try to spend at least an hour or so a day, every other day, sort of in these forums, communicating with people. Again, you know, where our target audience hangs out, so there's a lot of good reasons to be doing that. But yeah, that's it. I think the more time I spend in there, the more content ideas I come up with. But I haven't had as much time lately to spend on that these days. So yeah, I've less, I guess, need to be in those forums for sort of smaller or for basic knowledge, I guess, these days. Although mm-hmm. maybe that's a bit of hubris, but definitely. Yeah, it does take it is a commitment. You do have to be spending time in these communities. You should be a good community member. You shouldn't just be in there trying to scrape ideas for content and then pushing your own content in there. I think you really want to, you know, embed yourself in the community, and you know, that does take time and effort, but I think the payoff is there especially if you're already, if you're there to find content, you're there to learn, you're also there to connect with your target audience.
I think that makes a lot of sense. It's actually something I've never done. And I'm a, you know, I'm a content creator myself, I'm a marketer, and I never really thought of like, oh, let's go into in forums to see what kind of like what people are talking about, what are they're asking about. Mm-hmm. On Graviter, what we tend to do is actually to base our content. So we start from the product and then go back from there and try to find content that relates to the product, which mm-hmm. can be good for, to do what you talked about, which is to basically redirect people to the product in the end. Mm-hmm. But if it's not what people want to talk about or want to learn about, it does it. It might not necessarily work. So yeah. It's like basically the two ends of the same, you know, of the same process. I'm starting from the other end, but if I do this, I'm maybe more effective at tying my product into the post, but I'm probably much yeah. less effective at getting people's interest. And that's what you want at the end of the day. So I really appreciate the tip yeah. because I think it's super interesting. Do you have other examples of content that you did like this, where someone added a question and like, can you give us a few more examples, or the Product Hunt was really the big success story that you had in mind?
Yeah, definitely the Product Hunt, big success story, but yeah, all kinds of examples. So we have a couple articles on freelance, on fundraising, and that comes from, you know, I think the other thing I try to do, and it's related as well, but is to, you know, don't waste knowledge or research that we've done. Don't let, you know, oftentimes that could be great content as well. So for example, you know, you see a lot of times people like, you know, where can I launch my product, or how do I do fundraising, or where are some funds that invest in pre-seed? And so, you know, we had a whole list of 20 places that we like to post content, and we had that on our Airtable internally. And I thought, you know, we have the, I see this question all the time, and I already did all this research. I found these great channels. You know, why not open source that and let everyone have access to that? You know, it doesn't bother me if someone is going to those channels, as long as they're not, you know, as long as they're, again, being a good community member and not spamming and things like that. Mm-hmm. And that's something we try to encourage when we share content like that. Just definitely, you know, don't go there just to spam and be a good community member. So yeah, so we just, anytime we do some research, we try to open source that. So for example, you know, we were fundraising and had to look up a bunch of pre-seed funds that invested in productivity or future of work. And we can't, you know, we've, over time, we built a list of 80 or 100 that we had in the spreadsheet that we're using to track all that. And I thought, you know, why not, you know, this could be valuable to a lot of people. Why not just turn that into a piece of content? And then you can build on that. So, you know, you're in a chat and someone says, you know, how do I connect with investors? Where do I start? You can say, well, here's this database we put together, plus here's the tips that I have. So, you know, fundraising definitely is one, just because we've been through the process, and that's a common question. You know, where do I host my startup? You know, how do I manage a wait list if I pre-launch? And we went through that process as well. So I wrote up a whole story, you know, and that was a fun one to write. I wrote sort of basically origin story with some tips and things that we learned along the way. And we see that quite often in communities, people asking, you know, what do I do next? I know what I want to build. I have a landing page up, you know, what now I need to work on the product. So how do I sort of manage people that are interested early on? So those are some other examples. Yeah. I mean, I think you could, at our blog, basically, you know, everything that you look at comes in some form from that process. It's very rare that I start from sort of scratch and say, I just want to create a piece of content. Like we've done that just to sort of test out, for example, you know, content targeted at freelancers or content targeted at product managers and things like that. So we have sort of experimented with that or content that's trying to be specifically SEO driven. But, you know, haven't had much success with those, don't enjoy writing those as much. And so we really have tried to stay on, you know, how do we find good content from, you know, that we know the need to answer a question or something like that.
And to your point, the other thing too is it's very likely that the founders of the company or the people in charge of writing the content are very similar to the target that, mm-hmm. like in your case, the people you're targeting with your product are very yeah. similar to you as a person. You built a product for yourself, right? So, and it's going to be, for most of us, it's going to be the case. We're going to build product for ourselves. So it's very likely that the people we're trying to target are similar to us. So if we're doing some research, if we're doing some, so if we're on a specific forum, it's going to be about a topic that's relates us to the target customer. So it makes it also super easy to find the sources of content and then to write about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's spot on. You know, knowing the problem you're trying to solve and who has that problem and like where to find those. It's just good practice, I think, generally, if you're building a product. And, you know, not everyone has that luxury, I suppose, but that's also, you know, I've seen in forums where people are saying, you know, how do I, you know, I want to target, you know, teachers. I've never been a teacher before. How do I find them? And so is, you know, I mean, there's teacher forums out there and you can go and learn, but you're definitely, you're starting with a bit of a handicap if you don't, you know, understand the problem, you know, intimately. It doesn't affect you. And then you don't sort of, you don't know the language and the jargon and where to find the people that you're trying to reach.
Just that one last question, based on what you just said, actually, we just talked about Product Hunt and in forums, like, are there any other places I should go to kind of find this inspiration that you can think of that maybe the listeners could be interested in?
Yeah, I think it depends on where your audience hangs out. So if it's Facebook groups of teachers, for example, if your target audience is teachers, there's certainly a Facebook. There's a Facebook group for everything. There's a Reddit for everything. You know, Twitter and social media is always good. You know, I've definitely gotten inspiration and ideas from social media. That's how I justify spending so much time on Twitter all day, is that, you know, it is work. I'm trying to connect with people and find new ideas. I don't know if that's actually accurate or not, but I think, you know, it's like I said, there's a Facebook group for everything. There's a Reddit for everything. Those are always good places to start. Check out Quora as well. I've found some ideas there. Wherever your audience is, whichever social media or community form they use, go there and find them. And embed yourself in that community and you know, be a contributing member of it. Don't just be there to sort of siphon off ideas, but definitely go there and contribute. And that's the best way. You start to, you know, learn the lay of the land and lots of good comes from that.
Thank you so much, Matt. It was super interesting. I'm definitely going to use this myself to find new content ideas. I don't know why it's something I never thought of, and it's actually super smart. And I will definitely use that myself to find content ideas. Just feel free to tell us a little bit more about your company before we log off.
Yeah. So yeah, we're building Taskable, taskablehq.com. We're a productivity assistant and smart to-do list that keeps you in flow. If you're looking for a new way to better manage tasks, we integrate with all the tools you use and bring everything in place for you. So you have a single view of everything you need to get done. Come check us out, taskablehq.com, and sign up. You can also, if you're creating content using this method, I'd love to hear from you. So you can get me on Twitter at Matt Crail, MattCrail, and share what you're working on, and I would like to check it out.
Okay. Thank you, guys. See you next time.